Hello, welcome to another exciting podcast about anything Nigeria, you see. Okay, let's get it straight first. First things first, I really don't live in Nigeria, but I live outside of Nigeria. And I am a Nigerian, so I am one of those Nigerians in diaspora, you know. It's always an interesting thing when we're talking about Nigeria, because Nigeria gives you so much to talk about. Honestly, on a daily basis. Well, let me paint a picture first before I continue the conversation so that could give the listener an indication of what I'm doing and why I'm doing this. Because I love podcasts. I love podcasting. You basically just, you know, you let it out there, you do what you need to do, and you know, hopefully people listen and they get excited and they want to hear more, you know. So I'm in the kitchen at this point in time. It's early Tuesday morning on a day of the week, just so we can make it timeless. I've done what I need to do in the morning, sorted myself out, go through social media, map my day, think about ways to make, you know, £1 million and all that good stuff before I settle in. It's a good thing to do the podcast. So I'm going to have breakfast, and while I'm doing that, I will make this podcast, because literally it's anything Nigeria, and that's how it's supposed to be, anything at all. So we'll make a decision where to start from. Interestingly, I will start by, like I said, frying some eggs. So while I'm frying this egg, I will be having these conversations with you. So if you hear the noise in the background, some sizzling noise in the background, you'd have to bear with me. That's all part of the plan, so you can have a feel of what I'm doing. So it would be like you're here, you understand? You're here present with me. So where's the oil? Alright, so got the oil. Anyway, let's start from yesterday. So yesterday was quite interesting. I normally run these Twitter spaces. Me and a few other friends or colleagues, I'll call them now. So we run these Twitter spaces almost on the regular basis. We like to do one every other day, you know. So let's say we'll do one on Monday like we did yesterday. We'll do another one on Wednesday. Then we'll have another one on Friday. You know, interestingly, sometimes we try to split it, you know, evenly. Or occasionally you get the situation where, oh, you can't make Monday, so you do it on Tuesday. But you now have to do it on Wednesday because you don't want to mess up the flow. So you have Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. You know, sometimes it depends on what's going on. You know, it depends on the pulse of the country. There might be some really breaking news, and you know, we just want to react to that news. So come out and do something for that regard, and then go back. But we try not to react to news, like breaking news and all this crazy stuff going on in Nigeria, because it is crazy. It's literally crazy, you know, crazy out there. Literally crazy, honestly. You know, so we try not to react to those things. What we try to do is feel the pulse of what is going on. Depends on the situation, give it a few hours or give it a few days, you know, and come up with a response. You know, I always try to keep things positive because it works. It just makes more sense, you know. It makes more sense for me that way. And, no hard feelings to those who cannot, but or don't want to. I just think... Hang on a minute, taste this. Okay. I just had a spoon of baked beans out with. Anyway, what was I saying? I've lost my train of thought now. I'm responsible, reactive. Yeah, reactive. So, yeah, so, you know. So yesterday was quite interesting because we talked about just how we started. You know, myself and the lads, how we started. because it's been a quite an interesting journey, you know. At this point in time, the big thing for me is a new Nigeria is possible. You know, I absolutely love that phrase, a new Nigeria is possible, because it's like, you know, when you've been searching for something, you know, searching for something that you can align fully with, you know what I mean, fully, not half-cocked, you know, sizzling in the background from my ex. Where was I again? I always get distracted when I'm cooking, you know, there's so many things going around in the kitchen, and try to coordinate. I actually have a method that I use in cooking. I use the agile method to cook, slow, incremental, tidying up as I cook. But that's for another podcast. But this one now is back to new Nigeria as possible. Yeah, so I do this thing when I align fully with something, like I've aligned with this message at the moment. It's a fantastic message, and I try to explain it to people. I even made a video the other day about, you know, the possibilities of this thing and how we can actually use it as a redemptive gift sent to us by divine providence. Use it to showcase our collective intent of wanting to make Nigeria better. What I mean by that is, if I'm saying it, what it means to me might mean completely something different to you, but still based on possibilities of something new. So that way it cuts around any kind of a political, religious, ethnic, or whatever background, and it goes straight to the crux of the matter, which is envisaging our possibilities of a new Nigeria, which is where we are. You know, technically, it's essentially where we are. But it's strange because a lot of people can't see it. You know, so I thought, well, it'd be a good idea if I start talking about this thing, you know, basing it on the fact that, right, if I'm going to talk about anything Nigeria, I have to do it positively, and I have to do it from the angle of wanting something better to happen. Not necessarily just reacting to the current situation, which is horrible, don't get me wrong, it's bad. I mean, I actually had another space a couple of days ago, and just to feel the pulse of Nigerians in Nigeria, the news, or rather the reactions, were incredibly bad. But we have to keep hope alive on so many levels, and part of it is, wow, you're presented with a message now, what are you going to do with that message? That's my biggest challenge, I think, for 2024. It's going to be my big challenge. Or how do you amplify this message, and how creative can you get in amplifying the message? That's huge for me, because creativity being the mother of all inventions, you have to align with what comes naturally, you know, to you. And what comes naturally to me from being creative is the ability to just say it as it is without really worrying about anyone who doesn't understand, don't worry about it, because at some point they will catch up. You know, technically, that always happens. The inevitability of that happening is quite slim, so it will happen. Of that not happening, it's slim, so it will happen. Again, I'm gonna try this baked beans again. Okay. I love Heinz baked beans, you know? Right, okay, so egg is done. I'm gonna put some the rustling in the background. Put some butter on my toast. I'm having three toasts, two fried eggs, sunny up, obviously, and a bit of baked beans, which is almost like a, not full, but a semi, I'll call it a semi English breakfast. I like it. It's just something you're used to. It's not really about, you know, it's just something that's quick, easy, relatively healthy if you do it right. And then, get on with it, get cracking with it. That'll take me till probably 3, 4, 5 o'clock, because I don't eat too much. I like to keep it nice and slim. I'm going to put the kettle on, so I'm going to take this phone somewhere else for that to happen. the kettle and the microwave is going to come on in a minute. And that obviously that's going to distort whatever thing that's happening. Then I'll continue with the conversation. But so far, I know where I was this time around. So this time around, I was talking about that message, how powerful it can get, how it's going to go out anyway, and it being my big thing for 2024. I mean, it has already started. And I'm not really going to wait for 2024. I started and I did some cool videos. I thought they were cool. Some cool videos yesterday on TikTok, Nigerian Network TikTok. It's quite nice. You know, I don't really intend to grow the account because I can't manage these things by myself. You know, so I try to just do what I can do and leave it out there. And whoever visits it and is excited about what we're doing is fine. You know, but my interest at this point in time is not to grow these platforms, you know, this platforms that we have. I don't want to make them really huge and then the admin and management becomes hectic and then you kind of lose focus and then you look for people to help you, then people disappoint you, and then people start using it to do what it's not supposed to be. It's just crazy. So I just keep it at bare minimum. Say, okay. The intention right now is the message, you know? The intention is just making sure that message is out there, no matter how subtle it is, but let it start. Using the same principles, slow incremental progress. So you start small, or rather you start lean, and then you start scaling. And when you scale to where you're comfortable, you know, anything can happen. You prepare for anything, you know? But the key thing is always to lock down that focus, to narrow it down to what needs to happen, what can happen, and what will happen, you know? So if you look at what needs to happen is I need to propagate this message as much as possible because I like it, you know? I literally love the message. I mean, Nigeria has happened to so many people. It has happened to me on so many levels. But like every other Nigerian out there, you still have this emotional attachment to Nigeria. So you can't really give up. I mean, to cut the long story short, yesterday I spoke to a friend of mine, good old friend of mine. I haven't spoken to him for years. You know, but we caught up yesterday and it was all about Nigeria. The next thing we know, we're doing 2-3 hours on the phone talking about Nigeria. That's the passion that this country has, you know, has given us. So that was cool. So what can happen, you know, is what I'm focused on. Okay, right enough, I know this can happen. I know we can make messages. We can get creative with what we need to do. What will happen is people will get to understand the message, you know. And what should happen is like they should really, really now start sharing this message in view of alignment. But where the message is going to go, where is it going? That's the beautiful thing about it, because we simply don't know. But the fact of the matter is, as long as we keep on telling ourselves that a new Nigeria is possible while highlighting possibilities that are already happening now, I mean, this podcast is one of those possibilities, then I think we have a very, very good chance of getting that alignment at some point pretty soon. Thank you. Let's see how it goes tomorrow. I might do the continuation of this, but have a fantastic day, and always remember that a new Nigeria is now very much possible. It just begins with you.